This isn't normal. Apparently the buses are no longer coming, or at least there used to be like 20 buses when we were being brought here, but now there's only like 3 buses operating, and it's an absolute...
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Actually, you sound like the maniac.
So the bloated orange one was in the Coachella Valley area in the Southern California. And after his hate rally, he ended up leaving hundreds of his cult members stranded in the hot desert night without a way to get back to their cars. This is Donald Trump in perfect form. The cult members were just aghast that they were left without any kind of transportation or buses to get to their cars in the hot desert heat. Here's one guy that posted on X his experience.
This isn't normal. Apparently the buses are no longer coming, or at least... There used to be like 20 buses when we were being brought here, but now there's only like 3 buses operating, and it's an absolute...
He says it tastes like water.
It's just chaos. Absolute chaos.
Okay, so
all of us are stranded here.
Facing down.
Everyone's stranded here. Something went wrong.
Here's a MAGA post. It's 10 p.m. Rally ended at 7 p.m. Thousands of people still stranded here waiting for transit back to the parking lots. Something has gone horribly wrong. Someone needs to ask the Coachella mayor if he had anything to do with this, because the mayor doesn't like Trump. Parking lot is 2-hour walk. Countless elderly stranded here and can't walk anymore. No restroom facilities accessible anywhere. Someone find out what happened here. This is not normal and feels nefarious and criminal. Oh my God. Sounds just like a Trump supporter. These guys are totally nuts. Here's another post. Was just told by a bystander that the sheriff said there's only one bus in rotation and turnaround time is drop off about 30 minutes. These poor people are going to be stranded here into tomorrow morning. How did we go from 20 to 30 buses down to one? This needs to be investigated immediately. Oh, these people. It's amazing how they're ready to just start pointing the finger at anybody but Trump. Here's another. 2 buses just drove by. Haven't seen any buses move for almost 2 hours. Someone please get out to Sheriff Chad Bianco and President Trump to get to the bottom of this. I think something nefarious went down tonight trying to spark a riot. These cult members are all the same, ready to point their finger, like I said, at anybody other than Donald Trump, who's responsible for this. Massive update! The bus driver just shared with us that all of the fuel stations for buses, not cars, were completely depleted around the event, and that they have been driven 30 minutes away to get refueled. A few of the other buses are stranded on the roads right now with no gas. And also, there were apparently 60 buses employed for this event, and the fuel reserves were completely depleted or never filled before the event. This has got to be looked into. Doesn't that all sound like Donald Trump? Almost word for word, these cult members basically just ramble on the same exact thing what Donald Trump would say. If I didn't know, I would think that this was Donald Trump. And if you think this happened the first time, if you think this is the first time this happened, if you think Donald Trump did not get in his limo and just drive off once the event is over and not give a crap about his MAGA supporters, this has happened before. So you can point the finger all you want. This is the responsibility of the Trump campaign, period. Now, here is Trump supporter Chad Bianco trying to support him.
Very smoothly. There was a lot of people trying to leave at the same time, and logistically, it wasn't conducive to going smoothly. And as far as we know, there were no injuries, there were no incidents, there was no neighbors called to complain or anything like that, and as far as I know, everyone made it home safely.
The radical Trump supporter sheriff. What a horrible excuse. It wasn't conducive of going smoothly. He had to back up his dictator. Now, for those of you cult members that think this was not Donald Trump's fault, I want to show you this news coverage of the last time he did this and what he did to the elderly and other cult members at another rally where they were left in the cold. Watch this.
Hundreds of supporters were, though, left behind in nearly freezing temperatures.
Sounds like a rapture.
For hours. With no transportation.
You've been left behind.
They were bussed in and then left there.
Oh, God.
Trump departed Omaha on Air Force One around 9 p.m.
So he flew out on his presidential jet.
Very comfortable in there with
the refrigerator,
and people serving
him
up. And he could wash his hands 50 times. After the rally,
KFC.
Attendees began lining up for buses because they were bussed in. Figured they'd be bussed out, right, to return to their cars.
A lot of
these supporters, many of them were elderly, waited for those buses to take them to distant parking lots as vehicles tried to navigate through airport traffic. Reports placed the outdoor temperature at 32 degrees, according to the Washington Post. By 10:30 p.m., there were still no buses in sight. Crowds didn't fully clear the rally until 12:30 a.m., 3.5 hours after the president departed. Great planning. NBC, super spreader planning. NBC News has obtained Omaha police dispatch calls from Broadcastify that describe at least 7 people being taken to the hospital due to severe temperatures. A political reporter for the Omaha World Herald posted these last night. With the message, if you're waiting on someone who attended the Trump rally in Omaha, it may be a while until they get a bus to get out. It's traffic along the small roadway to the private side of Epley Airfield is packed up and buses were having trouble getting through. Nebraska State Senator Megan Hunt tweeted supporters of the president were brought in, but buses weren't able to get back to transport people out. It is freezing and snowy in Omaha tonight. What people will do for this con man.
That is for sure what these cult members will do for this con man. They let him get away with everything. And here's another point. When these cult members found out that this was the responsibility of the Trump campaign, along with the sheriff's department, who is a huge supporter of Donald Trump, instead of holding them responsibility and coming up with their, oh, this is unbelievable, we got to look into this, this is horrible, something's got to be done. You know what they did? They removed those ex posts like they didn't exist. But the problem is people found those posts like us and we posted them. So these people that believe in this con man, these cult members, instead of holding him responsible, they removed their post like nothing happened. That is a cult.
I'm that big corn dozer. I'm living the bank of cult, dumb as a rock, and I know it.